When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about the brutal truth of getting in shape. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are talking about the brutal truth of getting into shape, of losing weight. And this is a topic that we've tried to tackle a few times on this show. We often talk about nutrition and fitness, but this is one of those things that we all struggle with, right? We're all sort of on that journey of trying to be our best selves, trying to get in the best shape of our lives, trying to eat well. And sometimes it just feels like we're doing all the stuff and not getting any of the results. And so a few episodes ago, I spoke with Jen Trepik about how you can eat so that you can lose fat, so you can burn fat specifically. But I wanted to do sort of a follow-up to that and just sort of dive into some of the truths that come with this, that on this journey, you are going to face roadblocks because of these four things. So we're tackling that in today's episode. So what is the brutal truth of losing weight? Well, today's episode is based on an article on the website Retroflexions. It's written by Frederick Gandolfo. So a lot of the truths that we're going to be exploring is coming from that initial article. And then I'm sort of expanding on it with my own viewpoints and experiences and so on and so forth. But brutal truth number one is that you gotta want it more than anything else. See, the thing is, when you're on this journey of getting in shape, of burning fat, losing weight, putting on weight if you're trying to build muscle, if you're trying to build a healthier body, something that you feel great in and you can wake up feeling amazing every single day, you have all the energy that you need, there's two main things required to do so. There is proper nutrition and proper exercise, right? Those are the two main things: proper nutrition, proper exercise. The problem is that life does not care. Like, it does not care. Your life thus far, if you are not already at that place, which I'm not, and the majority of people listening to this show are not, if you are not already at that place where you wake up feeling incredible every single day, you've got the energy you need, you look great, you feel great, and you love the way that you feel in your skin, if you aren't already there, that's because your life isn't designed to get you there. Your life is designed to get you where you currently are. Now, some of those things might not be entirely your fault. Some of it might be genetic. Some of it might be external circumstances. But those things are still a part of your life. And so where you are now is the culmination of how your life has been designed, whether it's on you or not. In order to make that shift and move towards this ideal, quote-unquote, version of yourself, this healthy version of yourself, the only way to do it is to reach escape velocity. And when I say escape velocity, I mean enough momentum, enough action, enough sustained, consistent action over a long enough period of time to break away from the patterns that you are already in and build new patterns on top of it. That's it. In order to make that change, in order to grow, you have to reach escape velocity. You have to get to that point where you are able to replace the habits, the routines, the systems, the processes, the mental state that you live in currently that led to where you are with the stuff that'll get you to where you want to go. And this is true of any change, but especially when it comes to your fitness and nutrition, when it comes to weight loss and fat burning. And so you have to want it more than anything else, simply because in the beginning, for that first year, 2 years, it's going to be tough. Your life is not designed for it. And so you need to utilize willpower constantly. You need to exercise mental strength constantly in order to keep taking the actions every single day long enough to reach that escape velocity. The only way you get there is by wanting it bad enough. You have to be obsessed with it. Or as the article says, quote, you gotta want it more than anything else, more than relaxing, eating, sleep, time with friends or family. It doesn't need to be this extreme forever, but when you're getting started and for the first year or two, you need to approach weight loss with a religious type fervor. Nothing can get in the way. So brutal truth number two. And again, these are all coming from an article on retroflections.com. I'm going to link up to all of this in the description because it is a super, super good read. So brutal truth number two, you are solely responsible for making it happen. Now, this is one that listeners of this show will not shy away from. We are the ones responsible for the outcomes that we get. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we can control everything. There's a difference. We can't necessarily control how other people are going to act. We can't control external circumstances. We can't control our genetics. But we can control our action. We can control how much effort we put in. We can control how much we want it and what we choose to sacrifice in order to gain it. We can control all those things. And as a result, we are the ones responsible for moving forward on those goals. We are the ones who need to show up every single day. We're the ones who need to choose consciously to eat healthy versus eating what we normally eat. We're the ones that need to go to the gym and do the workout and be focused during that workout and practice good form and do all of the things that we know works. Like that's the thing, right? I've been doing 300 something episodes of this show. You already know this stuff. You already know it. This is nothing new. Literally, one of my top reviews on my book and this podcast is that there's nothing new here. Yeah, there isn't. I'm not inventing brand new ways of changing your life. I'm just reminding you of what you already know. You already know this. So go out there and do it. You are the one responsible for getting the change that you are trying to create, whether it's fitness or anything else. If it's your fitness, then guess what? You have to show up to the gym. You have to eat well. You have to act on the things that you say you want. That's all on you. And that is the brutal truth. Now, in a minute, I'm going to go through brutal truth number three and brutal truth number four. And then brutal truth number five, I'm going to leave for the article. So definitely check that out. Link in the description of this episode. But before that, let's jump into a quick break. Good habits and bad habits. We all have them. But did you know that almost half of the things we do every day, we do without thinking? Eating and exercising, of course, but also complex things like how we behave in a meeting, what we buy, or how we talk to our families. We do them automatically, just by habit. This is something I've talked about on this show so many times. It's all about what's going on in the unconscious, right? We're just sort of unconsciously acting. We do the same things or we act on impulse and we don't even know why we did it. We're not even necessarily aware that we did it. Yet for some reason, whenever we want to change something about ourselves, we rely on willpower. And then when that doesn't work, we think we just don't have enough or we think we're not good enough. But the truth is that we're going about it all wrong. It's not about resilience. It's about understanding how our mind actually works. Unlock the secrets of the habitual mind Read the book, Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick. In the book, author Wendy Wood draws on 3 decades of original research to explain the fascinating science behind how we form habits, how our brains are wired to respond to rewards, take cues from our surroundings, and how we can take advantage of this knowledge to make real change happen. Good Habits, Bad Habits by Wendy Wood. Read the book and start changing your life for the better today. And we are back. And brutal truth number 3, because we are talking about weight loss, burning fat, getting healthy. Brutal truth number 3, there are no shortcuts. So many of you listening to this, you are jumping to the next fad diet. You are the person doing paleo and the person doing keto and the person doing amino acid diet, whatever the next thing is, right? You're on Jenny Craig and you're on Oprah's thing and Weight Watchers and all of this stuff, right? The reason you keep jumping from diet to diet is because you're looking for a shortcut. And I know that's like you're defending yourself right now. You're thinking, no, I'm not. I'm just looking for like a guide, right? That's a shortcut. Looking for a guide, looking for a system. And I know this because I do it. I do it too. But the more time we spend looking for systems and guides and here's the step-by-step approach to losing 50 pounds and blah, 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 the less time we're spending actually learning about our bodies, learning what foods we react well to, learning how to build a workout at the gym, learning how to use the equipment, learning how to do yoga, learning how to do whatever it is that we choose to do for our physical fitness. The more time we jump from fad diet to fad diet to fad diet to fad workout to fad workout to fad workout, or we download the apps or we buy the equipment or whatever it is, the more time we spend doing that, the less we are learning about the actual process. We're just looking for a shortcut where we don't have to learn anything, but we get the results. Now, here's the thing. Doing keto consistently for a period of time, yeah, you'll probably lose weight. You'll probably burn fat. When I did Whole 30, 30 days of cutting out processed foods, I lost weight. I burned fat. But none of it's sustainable. And the reason it's not sustainable is because when we just do the thing, we don't learn why that thing works. And the underlying why is what's valuable. It's not about the brand of the diet. It's not about the specific foods they say you can eat or can't eat. It's about understanding why you can eat those foods, why you can't eat these other foods. If you can learn the why behind something, and you take that time and you test how your own body reacts to it, you're always going to be in a position to create the fitness and nutrition outcome that you're looking for, because you'll have the tools to build it from scratch. You'll know how to make your own eating plan. You'll know how to make your own workout plan. If you're doing anything else, quite frankly, you are looking for a shortcut, and there's nothing wrong with that inherently. You're not a bad person for doing that. You shouldn't feel bad for doing that. It's a great way to start. And I'm telling you, I do it too. But ultimately, we are looking for shortcuts if we're looking for these types of programs and fad things to jump onto, because we're hoping that'll be the thing that works. But we don't want to do the hard work of actually learning how this stuff works and how our body works. And then brutal truth number 4, and this is kind of a level up from that. Nothing good happens fast. And I'm just going to quote the article here. You need patience and faith in the process. You didn't gain the weight in a month, so don't think you're losing it in a month either. Forget those 30-day cleanses and metabolic resets, which are total nonsense marketing traps. The more rapid the weight loss, the higher the risk of regaining it all and more later. So realize you're in it for the long haul, usually the rest of your life, if you want to keep the weight off. Nothing is going to happen quickly. You've got to take the time to learn, and you've got to take the time to show up every single day. Meal prep, buy the quality ingredients, make your own food, go to the gym, work out, find some kind of fitness that makes sense for you that you like. It's not going to happen overnight. And like the article just said, you didn't gain it in a month. You're not going to lose it in a month. In fact, it's going to take you far longer to lose it than it took you to gain it. Especially when you have a learning curve, which I'm guessing the majority of us listening do. We have a massive learning curve. We want to figure out how we can get the results we're looking for, but we don't understand the fundamental principles that led to the results that we have now. We don't understand that. So we've got to take the time to learn it. And there's so many resources available. We've got plenty of books, plenty of articles, plenty of videos, plenty of apps, plenty of tools at our fingertips to learn these things, to understand what our body is telling us and what it needs in order to be in its best possible place. We can learn it. We can take that time. So those are the four brutal truths of weight loss. Brutal truth number one, you got to want it more than anything else. Brutal truth number two, you are solely responsible for making it happen. Brutal truth number three, there are no shortcuts. Brutal truth number four, nothing good happens fast. And brutal truth number five, well, I'm going to save that one for the article. Link to this article is in the description to this episode. Massive shout out to Frederick Gandolfo. This article is from February 2019. Love, love, love the principle here. Highly recommend you check it out to figure out what that fifth brutal truth is. And hopefully you can walk away from this episode with a shifted perspective on how to approach your weight loss goals. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I've been Greg Clunas. And as always, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.